Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, it's sometimes cynical and negative world. 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. It's Wednesday. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and yes, we are just...
Get in.
What the hell's going
what
on? All righty. Yeah.
That's so tough.
All right, for some of our friends, it's payday. And for others, they're just... They've never been more broke.
Barely scraping by, yes. Truly. They can't even eat.
All right, where's everyone at, Breeze?
Oh, they are here. They are ramped. They are ready. You know, the funny thing about living life is inflation has gone up exponentially, but our salaries haven't. So,
yeah,
really,
well, you speak
really
for everyone.
Tough. It's really tough.
We'll be okay.
Hopefully, or we won't, but we'll all find out together as one. Kayla's here. She says, good morning. Vibes are high today because I purchased a pool off Amazon that should be coming today. I can't wait to get that bad boy set up.
Yeah, that's going to be nice. Dip those little toesies in there.
Mm-hmm. We used to have like a, what is it, mini above ground pool just before we had our big pool. Dive right in. We would do whirlpools in it, and it exploded one day, so...
Yeah, sure.
Can't do that.
The core memories.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be 83 for the high today. It's going to be another warm day. Not like yesterday.
83, I feel like, is
that's more comfortable.
Tolerable.
Yeah, that's kind of that's comfortable. You can deal with that. You can still go outside for a 6-mile jog.
Yeah, do a video of that. Please document that for us.
Yep, and I didn't say it was me.
Who else is here? We have our girl... Haley's weighing in. She says, vibes are high today, feeling good just because it's another day above ground, feeling good and thankful for my life. Love that for you, Haley.
Aww.
Very sentimental. And then Danielle is here also. She says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. I'm feeling okay. I am not the coolest in my apartment, but my AC unit at work is thriving. Not you working extra hours just to avoid the heat.
Yeah, right? Tell me about it.
Yeah.
I was actually very impressed with my RG&E bill yesterday. $45.
Love it.
I'll take that for cranking the AC. It's the only time I've ever actually been happy with them.
Next month it's going to be like $4,500.
Yeah, I know. Like, we forgot a couple of zeros.
Yeah, literally.
Yep. What's up with you?
Nothing really. I mean... Vibes are all right. We're chilling. Nothing crazy to report.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean,
good.
It's just kind of like, you know, mediocre in the best possible way. You know?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes, Breeze, it's okay to not have a ton of plans.
Yeah, might go on the boat tonight, might not. Here's the thing about the boat. I love it, and I'm not trying to sound spoiled or anything, but... It's a far drive to get down there. You're going every day. And
yeah, no, I get that. Yeah. Totally get that.
Sometimes you're like, I don't think I can do it. It's an hour round trip. 30 minutes there, 30 minutes back.
Yeah.
Okay.
So listen, I'm very excited because you know me, a big dinner guy. Huge dinner energy. Huge. And typically when I have dinner with my buddies, it never ends well. One is hardcore Republican, the other is hardcore Democrat. And I told them several times, like, I have no interest in having dinner with you guys tonight if you're going to do this all over again. I secretly recorded them last time, just going head to head with each other, because then I wanted to take the opportunity to send it to them to show them how stupid they look and sound. I was like, don't embarrass me. Don't embarrass me in public because of politics. I go, you guys nuts? Why would you have this conversation at dinner?
Right.
You knew it was going to happen. So they both have kids. So typically when we do this, we got to plan it for a month in advance. Well, tonight's the night. And I'm very hesitant if I even want to go. But I have to go now.
To him before and be like, I'm only
remember this?
Going if this comes to a screeching halt.
Yeah, right.
And send the link.
So keep you updated with that. And by the way, we're going to a small place too. There's like 10 tables. So
yeah, going to dinner with them is your version of self-harm.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I love the punishment. Speaking of politics, Mayor Malik Evans has declared victory in the Democratic primary for Rochester mayor. Comfortable lead last night. We'll tell you all about that and why they feel like this was a historically low voter turnout for the first time in a long time. That's coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime, anytime.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
Have you heard?
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Welcome back to the show. Looking at 83 for the high today. All right, let's get right into it. Mayor Malik Evans, a.k.a. Fleeky Maliki, has declared victory in the Democratic primary for Rochester mayor, having a very comfortable lead yesterday against his two challengers. Now, historically, whoever wins the primary wins the November election, but Evans was visibly emotional last night as he spoke at the podium of his election headquarters at the Strathallen Hotel, and he spoke about his efforts to combat crime in the city, and he thanked all his supporters for helping him secure the Democratic nomination. The race was on track to be a historically low voter turnout because last night around 8 p.m., approximately 12,000 people had voted. In comparison to the primary 4 years ago in 2017, where they saw, in comparison to years back in 2017, when they saw 20,000 voters, officials said. So early voting in the city was down 20%. And the raising questions is whether or not the heat played a role in the low turnout from yesterday. But Mayor Evans focused his campaign on building momentum and highlighting that 60% reduction in murders has taken place since he took office. So between January 1st and today, the number of homicides has dropped to 14 compared to 35 during the first year the mayor was elected. And that marks a 60% reduction. So that's definitely something.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, and I know, you know, we complain a lot about all the break-ins that were taking place, and it's like, what's getting done?
Right.
But these are the stats. The numbers are the numbers. The people have spoken. And we'll have another 4 years of Fleeky Maliki in office.
Yeah, absolutely. Just getting after it. We will see how that shakes out.
But overall, yeah, he had a very comfortable lead last night, to say the least.
Who was he going up against?
Mary Lou Pian, and then I believe, I don't want to mispronounce the guy's name.
Another person.
Shashi Sinha, I believe it's pronounced. I could be wrong with that. But it was those three that he was up against, and he had no problem winning that election as far as the primary. Coming up on the show, what do you do when your teenage son screws up big time? We're talking fails a drug test at work. Suddenly, you're the one holding the cards. Do you cover for him or blow his whole summer up? We're going to read you this message that we got from a mom named Christine who's looking for some honest advice on what you would do if you were in his, her shoes. That's coming up for Parental Confidential next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
Do you protect your child after his manager calls and says he cheated on his drug test? Or do you blow him in, teach him a lesson? We'll call this mom Christine today. What's up, guys? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. And the message we got yesterday from Christine is her trying to figure out exactly what to do in a situation like this. Let us know what you think. What would you do? 585-252-9800. And she writes in, my 16-year-old son just failed a drug test for his summer job. And I recently found out he used someone else's urine.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
To try and pass. Forgive me, but my son is an idiot.
No, fully.
I'm scared, frustrated, and honestly so done with his attitude. He honestly thinks he's smarter than everyone else. His manager at his summer job called me on Monday, totally calm, asking if I knew anything about him trying to cheat a drug test with someone else's urine. They weren't accusing him outright. They just suspect it happened and wanted to run it by me before deciding what to do. I hate admitting it, but my son did try and cheat. And now I have a choice. I can lie, cover for him, protect him from getting fired, blowing up his reputation, or I can tell the truth, admit I wouldn't be surprised and just let them deal with the situation however they see fit. I need my son to have this job. I can't have him sitting around all summer doing nothing. However, I feel like he really needs to learn a lesson. I really am at a loss. Do I lie to protect my kid or do I let him fall flat on his face?
If you cover for him, you're essentially just like giving him the green light to continue to do stuff like that because there's no consequences for your actions. So.
As a parent, how would you handle this particular situation? I find it interesting that Christine never made mention of why her son had to cheat on his drug test.
Correct. I think that's like the bigger
right
issue at hand here.
What do you guys think? We would love to hear from you on this. Honestly, I don't know. She really needs him to have this job. I would say cover for him this one time.
No, I wouldn't. Honestly, you wanting him to have a job more than getting him help is concerning to me. Also, he can spend the majority of the summer looking for another job. Like,
have you ever had to get a drug test done for a job?
I don't think so. Nor would I care because I don't do drugs.
Right. I had to do it one time for that skincare job.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. I took a brownie. I had a brownie that someone gave me. I listened.
Classic Moose.
And I didn't realize, okay, I have to take this drug test in 48 hours.
Really bad.
So I passed. I drank a lot of water. All right, but we're not going to talk about that. It's not about me on the show this morning. Let's get to your messages. Does this mom cover for her kid or does she just blow up his entire summer? Bree says cover for him? Absolutely not.
No.
You lie for him now. You're going to be bailing him out of a much bigger mess later on. You got to rip the Band-Aid off, Mom.
Again, lying for him now could lead to lying for him on the stand under oath. So, just saying.
Dave says protect him. For the love of God, he's 16. You want one stupid mistake ruining his whole future? Talk to him at home. Handle it as a family. You could do that too, sure.
But like,
sometimes those are the worst. The sit downs, the conversations that drag out for 3 hours.
Say that it will actually like register.
Well, you don't know that. I mean, it's hard to say. It depends on the kid.
It's a gamble.
It's a total gamble.
But like,
and he's 16. Like Christine said, he's got a total attitude. He thinks he's smarter than everyone. But I really need him to have this job this summer.
Her covering for him because she wants him to have this job so he's out of her hair is selfish and concerning because,
well,
to be honest.
Out of her hair or maybe just needing help with the bills?
I mean, that's a stretch, but could be. But the more he's away from you, whether it be at work or actually, you know what? This is what it is. I think it would be more of a punishment to have him lose this job, have to find a new job, and then spend more time with you. Because you're just going to be on his ass all summer.
Yeah.
By allowing him to keep this job and lying for him, he gets to escape you and go to work and do drugs in the cooler. I mean, like, it is what it is.
If there is, in fact, a cooler, Cass says, if my kid's dumb enough to use someone else's pee and can't even pull it off, well, he deserves to get caught. Actions and consequences. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Very much.
Tell the truth. You can either have him mad at you for a week or have him living on your couch at 30 blaming bad luck. That's your call, Mom. There's going to be some tough love coming in for you, Christine, this morning. I tell you that much. Tom says, tough call, but let's be real. A summer job isn't worth torching your relationship with your kid over. Cover for him, but scare the hell out of him when he gets home.
Right.
Right?
I can see both sides, but I just personally, I wouldn't cover for him because then that sets the tone and the expectation. It's like when you give your kids, introduce anything to your kids for the first time, junk food, brownies, you know, whatever the case may be, they want that one thing more. So you introducing lying for your kid and covering for him, they're going to be like, well, you did it that one time. You just do what you did the first time. No, I can't. Why not? That's what you did the first time.
You got to ask him, like, why did you feel like you needed to cheat this drug test? What's going on? Mom, it was just heroin twice.
That's the bigger question. That's the bigger question. And if you need to get him help, do that.
Let's get to a couple more messages coming in right now. 585-252-9800. Christine wrote in for Parental Confidential. And the question is this morning, her son cheated on his drug test and he failed. And now she needs to know, as a parent, how would you handle this particular situation? Do you blow him in and ruin his entire summer? Or do you cover for him because you really need him to have this job? What would be the point in covering for him? You're just teaching him this is okay. And it's not. This is your shot to scare him straight. Be honest with the manager, but sit down with your kid after and show him it's tough love, not punishment.
Yeah.
Well, it is kind of got. It's got to be punishment a little bit, right?
I mean, yeah.
He's clearly doing some sort of drugs. We don't know what they are.
I would just send him to rehab.
He smoked pot once.
You won't need a job. You'll be going to rehab.
Steve says, let him get fired and end the freaking nonsense. 2 years ago, my sister covered for her son who was caught stealing from Eastview Mall. Fast forward 3 years later, he's been arrested twice, and he still can't keep a job. Mm-hmm. Let that sink in.
Yeah. Or I have a better idea. Obviously, blow him in. He loses his job, all the things. He can only apply to jobs at rehab facilities. 2-for-1 special.
How many are there in this city?
A ton.
Rehab facilities?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, different inpatient, outpatient, but yeah, for sure.
Majority vote here says you gotta turn him in, Christine. You gotta teach him a lesson.
Because you know what? I know it's gonna sting initially for you and it's gonna be a pain in the ass to have him not have a job, but at the end of the day, like, his safety's on the line. So
yeah, I mean, if you're gonna teach him a lesson, this would be this would be the one thing that would be good blowing him in for. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for the messages on this one this morning. And Christine, keep in touch. Let us know how this goes down. We would love to hear what type of drugs that your son is dealing
with. It's
really
not relevant.
Maybe. I'm just saying, you know, I want to see 16. It's Peaks Wide Mornings. We'll be right back.
98PXY.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.